今天正道的经文是《腓立比书》2:1-12。所以，在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心坚强。个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Today's Bible reading comes from Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. It reads, Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the other. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends,As you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
弟兄姊妹们，复活节平安。
Brothers and sisters, Happy Easter.
今天我们纪念主耶稣基督的复活。
Today we remember Jesus Christ's resurrection.
复活这件事情，我们在查经班讲过，是人类历史上一件最伟大的事。
This event of resurrection is the greatest event in human history.
因为在这件事情上见证了两件人类做不成的事。而耶稣基督做到。
Because this was a witness to two things that are impossible for all of humanity that Jesus completed.
那么第一件事
The first.
就是人无法战胜罪恶。
Is that man cannot conquer sin.
那么我们人从我们的这个自然的生命里边表现出一种软弱。
So all humanity has shown a weakness in their own life.
在罗马书第七章里边描述了这种软弱。
In Romans chapter 7, he describes this weakness.
他说我们愿意的善我做不到。
He says that the good things I want to do, I don't do.
我不愿意做的恶我倒去做。
And the evil that I do not want to do, I end up doing.
所以我们几乎每一个人都在这个挣扎的里面。
And everyone is within this conflict.
而在这个挣扎里边每一个人都失败了。
And everyone has failed.
那么我们的主耶稣做到。
However, the Lord Jesus Christ completed it.
等会儿我们来讲这个问题。
And we will speak of this later on.
那么第二件事情。
The second thing.
那就是死亡。
Is death.
我们每个人面对死亡。
Every human being faces death.
我们没有办法。
And we have no chance.
或快或慢。
Whether earlier or later.
死亡在一步一步地走进我们。
Sin comes, death comes towards you.
我们面对它，我们永远是失败。
And you will fail against it.
所以我们讲，不管你在世界上有多大的辉煌。
And so no matter your glory in the world.
等到死亡那一刻来到的时候。
When death comes upon you.
一切都失去它的价值和意义。
All of it will lose its value.
那么我们的主耶稣，他死了。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, he died.
但是他战胜了死亡。
However, he was victorious over death.
那么他从死里复活了。
And he resurrected.
那么今天我们在唱的诗歌里面有唱到。
And today we sang about it earlier.
他从死里复活以后。
That after he resurrected.
死亡就不再做他的主人。
That death was no longer his master.
所以他要一直活到永远。
And so he will live on for eternity.
所以这个就给我们每一个人带来了人生真实的盼望。
And this gives all humanity a true hope.
所以圣经不单单是给我们一套的信仰的理论。
And so the scripture does not only give you some religious doctrine.
那么同时它给我们一个得胜的榜样。
But an example of glory.
那么同时它愿意把这个得胜也在我们的身上让我们能够经历得出来。
And he wants us to experience the same victory.
那么在腓立比书的第二章的这段经文里面。
And so we read in Philippians chapter 2.
那么在这段经文里边使我们看到了主耶稣最后得到荣耀的一个过程。
And in this passage we see a process that Christ receives glory.
那么在第一段的里面。
In the first section,
就是说我们在耶稣基督里有什么劝勉。
It asks if we have any encouragement from being united with Christ.
那么我们的爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
If any comfort from his love, any fellowship with the Spirit, or any tenderness and compassion.
下边就说你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
And it says, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and purpose.
那么这里是我们看到一个合一的景象。
And so we see an image of unity.
那么这个合一是我们在整个信仰里边要看到的一个见证和一个结果。
And this unity is a witness to our faith.
那么从亚当犯罪以来。
From the time of Adam's sin.
那么罪就进入了这个世界。
And sin has entered into the world.
那么什么叫做罪呢？
And what is sin?
其实简单的说就是违背上帝律法的行为。
So simply speaking, everything that opposes God's law, that is sin.
那么上帝给人设立的这个律法。
Now God set the law for people.
根据一个最基本的动机。
According to his most basic motive.
那么这个就是神爱世人。
And that is that God loves people.
因为上帝爱世界上每一个人。
Because God loves every person.
而我们都是按照上帝的形象被造。
And we are made in his image.
每一个人都有自己的人格和主权。
Every person has his own humanity.
我们的 human right, 我们是一个individual person, 啊。所以在这一个主权的里面每一个主权都生活在一起的时候那到底这个关系应该怎么相处呢
?And so when every human has their own rights, how do they live together?
那么这时候上帝就给我们设立了和平相处的法则。
And so God set forth the law for people to live together in peace.
那么这个就是圣经律法的那个精神。
And this is the attitude of the law in the Bible.
上帝为什么设立律法?
Why did God set the law?
就是让我们能够幸福的和平相处。
It's so that people can live together in harmony.
那么当我们犯罪的时候
However, when we sin,
那就是违背上帝的律法。
And that is rebelling against God's law.
那就是导致我们关系当中的伤害。
And that causes the damage between our relationships.
那么当我们关系伤害的时候
，And when our relationships become damaged,
我们就没有办法合一了。
And we are unable to be unified.
所以我们就生活的孤单。
And so we live in loneliness.
生活的痛苦。
In pain.
生活的失去了我们。原本有的那个福分
and we lose this blessing that we had when we were created.
那么今天我们来信耶稣
and today we come to believe in Christ.
神要在耶稣基督里边重新建立那一个我们彼此相爱和平相处的那一个关系
and so through Christ, God wants to once again build this unity that we had together.
因此弟兄姊妹基督徒的得救不是一个个人性的问题
And so the salvation of a Christian is not an individualistic event.
那么这个是一个团体性的问题
It is a group event.
所以上帝呼召我们
And so God calls us.
是以一个神的国度的子民来呼召我们
He calls us as citizens of the kingdom of God.
所以人信了主以后
And so when people come to believe in Christ,
不应该离开教会
They shouldn't leave their church.
因为教会就是一个我们能够接触到的那一个不是太大数量的一个团体。
Because church is like a group that we can interact with.
如果你说，哎呀，我爱世界上所有的人。
If you say that I love all people.
那么你说得很好。
That's very admirable.
可是呢，你不可能做到。
However, that's impossible.
所以上帝让我们先从爱我们身边最能够爱的、能接触到的人开始。
And so God says, first you love the people near you.
所以第一个实行信仰的地方。
And so the first place to act out your faith.
哪里？
Where is that?
家里。
In your family.
你自己的家里。
In your family.
所以先在家里边把圣经的原则来实行出来。
So first live out the Bible in your family.
但是家里边比较稍微容易一点。
However, your family may be a little easier.
因为我们有血统的关系。
Because we have blood relations.
那么第二个你实行的地方就是你的教会。
And so the second place is in your church.
那么教会是一个稍微比家庭更大一点的环境。
The church is a slightly bigger environment than your family.
但是你还可以基本上能够接触到这些人。
But you will meet different people.
那么在这里学习合一
and you shall learn harmony.
一个教会它是不是真正的属灵
Is a church really spiritual?
一个教会是不是真正的爱耶稣
Does a church really love Christ?
一个教会的生命是不是真正的把神要托付我们的使命活出来
Is a church really living out the mission of Jesus Christ?
非常重要的一个指标
One important sign.
那就是看我们是不是在基督里真实能够合而为一
is whether they can really have harmony amongst each other.
耶稣来是除掉罪。
Jesus came to rid sin.
那么除掉罪的意思就是把我们彼此伤害的行为从我们中间把它除掉。
And when one of the ways to rid sin is to remove the damaging relationships we have with each other.
那么目的就是为要建立一个可以合一的属神的
To build citizens that can be live in harmony.
那么要达到这件事情很不容易。
And to achieve this is very difficult.
这个今天我们在座的大部分是中国人。
Today most of us here are Chinese.
那么这个人家对中国人有一个描述。
And some other people describe Chinese people in a certain way.
说中国人到哪里去是一盘散沙。
Saying that Chinese people are like sand.
我们在一起，但是很难建立彼此的关系。
That even if it is together, it doesn't really meld in.
这个他们叫做 we're next to each other, but we're not with each other. 这个描述很有意思啊。A plate of sand 是一盘的沙子啊，他们都一个一个挨一个，可是呢，他们中间没有关系。
So some say Chinese people are like a plate of sand that even though the grains are next to each other, but they don't really meld.
所以，我们 中国人虽然很看重关系
And so even though relationships are very important to Chinese people,
但是我们要建立关系却非常非常的困难
But it is very difficult to build true relationships.
这个是一个的确的问题
This is a true problem.
那么这是我们人性里边带给我们的软弱
And this is a weakness in our humanity.
虽然我们盼望这样
Even though we hope for harmony,
我们也努力想这样
and we work hard,
可是最后我们没有办法，失败的。
But in the end, it is still difficult.
那么今天我们成为天国的子民
and today we are to be called citizens of the kingdom of God.
成为耶稣基督的门徒
to be followers of Jesus Christ.
我们说最重要的一件事情，主给我们一个新的生命
and the most important thing is to have a new life.
叫重生。得救的生命
That is called a reborn saved life.
那么这个生命有一个特点
And there is a special thing in this life.
就是以爱为本质
And that is to be led by love.
然后以真理为原则
And to be led by truth.
然后能够建立关系
And have the power to build relationships.
好我们大家要不要跟我重复一下
Let's repeat this.
以什么为基础以爱为基础
To be led by love.
以什么为原则？以真理为原则。
To be led by truth.
然后以什么结果？就是我们能够建立恢复关系为他的见证，为他的结果。
And have the power to build relationships.
但是要做成这件事情并不容易。
But to accomplish this is not so easy.
那么我们的主耶稣在他的一生的里面为我们做了一个榜样。
And Christ in his life has led an example for us.
那么耶稣在这个今天我们所读的经文的后半部分的时候
In the passage we have today from Philippians, we see
我们看到上帝把他升为至高
We see that God has brought him up to the highest position
在其他的这个圣经的经文里边这个上帝这个圣经说上帝借着耶稣基督使一切都和好了
In other scripture passages we see that God has made all things through Jesus Christ
那么使一切都和好了这件事情是一件最困难做到的事情
That all things can be completed that this is such a difficult thing
所以耶稣把它做到了
And so Christ has completed this
因此耶稣被上帝把它升为至高的
And so Christ has been raised by God.
但是他升为至高之前
But before he was exalted,
他先走过一段艰辛痛苦的道路
First he had to walk through a path of suffering.
所以今天我们的主题
And so today our topic
是经过苦难
is to go through suffering.
然后得到荣耀
And receive glory.
那么在二章第五节这里说
In chapter 2 verse 5
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心
It says your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus
那么中文翻译成心、
It is translated as attitude
heart,、In Chinese we translate to heart Actually 英文、try 把它翻译成是态度
In Chinese it is translated as heart But in English it is translated as attitude In verse 5
其实在原文的圣经里边是你的灵心灵的那一个心灵的动态或者说是你灵魂里边的那一个态度
So in the original language it means something like an attitude of your spirit
所以圣经上说你要以耶稣的这一个内心心灵的态度为我们的心灵的态度
And so the scripture says that the same attitude of the spirit that Christ has you should have the same
这个在继续讲下去之前我们先再想一件事啊
And so before we continue let us first consider something
我们今天活在世界上到底我们有没有目的
Today do we have a purpose in our life
你有吗
Do you have one
你为什么活在世界上
Why do you live today
你人生要达到的最大的你想要的是什么结果呢
What is the highest purpose that you aim for in your life?
这个世界给我们一个错误的影响
The world gives you a wrong idea
就是说我们今天在世上是追求我以外的东西
And that is that you should pursue things other than yourself
所以我们希望我是一个什么社会地位的人
So maybe you will pursue some status
我希望我能够得到多少知识
Maybe some kind of knowledge
我希望我能够有多少钱
Maybe some wealth
我希望我能够旅行世界多少地方。
Maybe visit all the places in the world.
所以我们努力追求中国人所说的身外之物。
And so you pursue all the things other than yourself.
我们常常忽略的是我们自己。
However, you have overlooked yourself.
其实上帝在我们每个人的身上。
Actually, God on every single person.
他的旨意是说你要看重你自己是怎么样一回事。
His will is that you should understand yourself.
所以我们在教会里边我们常常讲一句话。
And so in church, we often say,
注意你的 to be, 不要太多的注意你的 to do.
Think of who you are and not so much what you do.
所以更重要的是不要太多的注意 what you have.
And don't think too much about what you have.
是吧你以为你拥有了很多东西你就很了不起了。
Don't think that you are good because you have many possessions.
不是的。
Not so.
关键的问题是你是一个什么样的人。
But think about what kind of person you are.
这个是不是你的人生的目标呢？
Is this the goal of your life?
你是不是真正透过这一生的道路使你成为一个成功的一个人而不是你拥有了很多东西呢？
Do you want to become a successful person but not a person who owns many things?
让我们在上帝面前真正有信心和智慧。
Let us truly have faith and wisdom.
来设立我们人生的目标。
To set a goal for your life.
我们得着一个智慧是什么呢？
That we can receive a certain wisdom.
就是使用我们这些的环境。
To use our environment.
使用我们这些的物质的资源。
To use our resources.
那么目的是为要使我们这个人成为一个更高尚的人。
That I can be an exalted person.
主耶稣为我们做了这样的一个榜样。
And Jesus gave us this example.
其实主耶稣他本来就是至高的上帝。
Actually, he originally was the exalted God.
但是他爱我们。
But he loved us.
他不希望我们在这个世界上白白的浪费了我们一生的生命。
He was unwilling for us to waste away our lives.
在希伯来书里边告诉我们一件事。
In the book of Hebrews, it says,
他为要引领我们众人进到那个荣耀里头去。
In order to lead us into glory,
他亲自穿上了我们的身体来到这个世界上。
He put on flesh and came into the world.
其实他不必要来的。
Actually, there was no reason for him to do so.
但是因为他爱我们，他就愿意，这里说，谦卑自己来到我们中间。
But because he loved us, he humbly did it for our sake.
然后他为我们走过了一段人生的路程。
And he walked through a human's life.
虽然只有33年多的时间。
For even if it's only about 30 years.
但是在他走过的这一生的里面。
But in this life,
为我们设立了一个榜样。
He established an example.
那么他要把我们领进他要赐给我们那个荣耀里面。
And he would lead us into the glory that he has prepared for us.
所以他呼召我们来跟从他来效法他的那一个榜样。
And so he calls us to follow his example.
所以在这里也说我们要以他的那个心为心。
And so it says that where our attitude should be the same as him.
那么他的心是一个怎样的心呢？
What kind of attitude does he have?
就是走过这一路的患难。
And that is to walk through all of these sufferings.
然后将来要得着上帝给我们的那个荣耀。
So that one day he can receive glory from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们将来要得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, we will receive glory also.
那么当我们得这个荣耀的时候，
And when we receive this glory,
我们不仅仅是为了我们自己将来上天堂去享福气。
It's not only for our own happiness in heaven.
我们更重要的是使上帝爱我们的心能够得着满足。
But more importantly, that we can satisfy the God that loves us.
其实我们人都联系在一起。
Actually, all humans are connected.
尤其是我们至亲近的人。
Especially to those who are close to us.
当然大家大部分的人都知道我们俩什么关系。
So, actually, we are family members.
Yeah. 当他出了问题的时候。
So when something happens to our family members,
那么大概第一个感觉到紧张的是我。
Usually your family members will be the first to realize and first to be troubled.
这个在这个人的社会里边。
Amongst human society,
我们常常用一些方法去抗争。
Sometimes we will rebel.
抗争不是 rebel. 去 fight, 或者说去 fight.
Okay.
那么当你去抗争的时候，
And so sometimes when you go to fight,
那么你不一定是把对方打败了你才成功。
You may not be successful when you defeat your enemy.
比方说他要跟我打。
Suppose if you were to fight your parents.
他并不一定他要打我他才成功。
It's not necessarily he's successful if he defeats his parents.
我讲过一件事。
Once I spoke of a story.
他不吃饭。
If a child refuses to eat.
他绝食。
He fasts.
他打他自己。
He hits himself.
结果呢他透过打自己来打我。
And by doing that, he makes the parents suffer.
这为什么？
Now, why is this so?
因为我对这个事情印象特别深刻。
Back then, I was very touched by this.
因为1989年5月份5月13号。
This was in 1989, May the 13th.
那天发生了什么事？
What happened?
北京天安门广场学生宣布开始绝食。
There was a communal fasting in Tiananmen Square in China.
三天之后
,after 3 days,
也就是说5月16到17号
on May the 16th,
然后救护车开始响
and the ambulance came.
那时候我住在离天安门广场不远的地方。
At that time I lived quite close to Tiananmen Square.
那么几乎天天听到那个救护车来回响。
And every day I would hear the ambulance.
哎呀当我听到以后我心里就难过。
And when I heard that I was sad.
因为知道那里又有学生饿晕倒了。
Because there must have been a student who fainted from hunger.
我们就去广场。
And so we go there.
然后就给学生去捐钱。
And we donate to them.
其实我就在想。
And now I think.
他在那里挨饿跟我啥关系
If he is hungry, what's that got to do with me?
那么他在那里挨饿跟北京跟李鹏有什么关系
What does that have to do with the government?
所以那时候我就明白一个问题
And so I understood something.
原来人都是联系在一起的
That all people are connected.
人没有一个人他的行为可以说是他自己的行为
Not a single person acts on his own.
所以今天有很多人说同性恋是我们自己的行为跟你没有关系
Some people say that the LGBT rights are just myself. It's nothing to do with you.
所以这完全是错误的理论
And that is not right.
所以人都联系在一起
All people are connected.
同时人也与上帝联系在一起
And people are connected to God.
当人犯罪的时候
When people sin.
首先伤心的是谁
The first who is sad.
首先伤心的不是我们人自己。
The first who is hurt is not people.
可能我们犯罪的时候我们还挺高兴。
Maybe we are actually quite happy.
可是上帝已经伤心了。
But God is hurt.
上帝在那里心里边难过。
His heart is sorrowful.
这个摩西在他写的诗篇九十篇里面。
When Moses was writing Psalms 90,
他说谁晓得上帝的愤怒呢
？He says, "Who can understand the wrath of God?"
因为人犯罪的时候，他自己很高兴。
Because when man sins, he is happy.
可是上帝在那里生气。
But God is wrathful.
其实我们很多时候家庭也是一样。
Often in the family, we are the same.
当我们的孩子在那里浪费时间
，when the children are wasting their time,
做不好的事情
，and doing wrong things,
他自己在那里高兴得不得了。
Maybe they are happy.
可是他爸爸妈妈在那里在房间里面难过。
But the parents are sad.
在那里着急。在那里甚至于在那里生气
they are worried, they are angry.
他们在想办法怎么来解决这个问题呢
and they think, how can I solve this child?
其实这些都是我们人之间的关系也是我们跟上帝之间的关系
and these are our connections between people and our connections to God
那么当我们将来有一天得到荣耀的时候
and one day when we receive glory
那不仅仅是我们自己得了荣耀
it's not that only we will receive glory
那么更是我们天父在我们的身上得着满足
but more so that our heavenly Father will receive glory.
得着满足，这个 God content, God feel happy when we receive glory. 因为爱把我们和上帝就联系在一起。
Because we are connected to God by His love.
中国人很明白这一点。
And Chinese people really understand this.
我不知道这个他们英文怎么翻译，叫做光宗耀祖。Glory your.祖宗啊、
you glorify your ancestors.
Yeah, 就是说，当儿子成功了
，and so when the child is successful,
这个最高兴的甚至都不是他自己。
Sometimes he is not the most happy,
而是他的父母。
But his parents,
所以他有荣耀了。
And so when the child is glorified,
那父母更荣耀。
The parents are even more glorified.
当孩子不好的时候，
when the child fails,
这个首先羞辱的不是这个孩子。
The first to be ashamed are the parents.
首先羞辱的不是这个小孩。
Not the child,
而是他爸妈妈。
But their parents.
所以，啊？养不教，父之过啊！这个是 if a child is not been disciplined, 那是他的his father's responsibility 啊。所以这个要这个中国的小孩如果做事情做得不好
，and so in China if the child is disgraceful,
中国人会说什么
？What would they say?
叫真缺家教。
They say that he lacks
family discipline.是吧？是先说他爹妈怎么当的
？Is first to criticize the parents.
所以我们这个荣耀和羞辱的关系，原来孩子和爹妈都联系在一起。
And so our honor and shame is connected between parent and child.
所以在这里，我们人的成功与失败，原来跟上帝也联系在一起。
And so the success of people is connected to God.
因为我们跟上帝生命的连接关系
Because we are connected to him through our lives.
因为我们跟上帝爱的连接关系
Because through his love we are connected.
所以上帝盼望我们将来能够和他能够得着荣耀
And so God hopes that one day we can receive glory.
可是这个荣耀怎么得着呢
But how do you receive this glory?
需要有一个艰苦训练的过程
There is a painful training.
那么主耶稣自己来为我们做一个榜样
And Jesus himself led an example.
这里说虽然他有神的形象
And it says even though being in the very nature of God,
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的
He did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
这个在中文的翻译也很难翻译
This is very difficult to translate.
英文也不容易翻译这个希腊文。
Not translated well into English or in Chinese.
也就是说，他原本就是与上帝同等的。
That is to say, he was originally equal to God.
可是我们人呢，要赶上他一个平等的时候，我们要努力才能得着，对吧
？But when man tries to become equal to God, he must work hard, right?
但是圣经上说，他本来就与上帝同等。
However, Scripture says Christ was already.
他不需要经过努力才与上帝同等。
He does not need to work to become equal to God.
那么为什么这样说呢
？Why does it say this?
因为他曾经与上帝同等。
Because he was equal to God.
结果他经过了一番努力以后，他又达到了与上帝同等。
And by his work, he became equal again.
好像最后他与上帝同等是他经过这一生努力才得到的
As if it was through his hard work
不是的
But not so
是他经过这一生的努力的时候
Is that after all this hard work
见证了他与上帝同等的本性
It was a witness to him being equal to God
我们每一个人都有上帝的荣耀上帝的形象在我们的生命里面
Every single person is made with the image of God in them
可是当我们与上帝关系分离了以后
But when we are separated from God
圣经上说我们就亏缺了上帝的荣耀
The scripture says we have fallen short of the glory of God
那么我们人活在世界上活的就很多人说我们不大像个人了
And so some people say they are not very human-like anymore
所以我们活的比人的那个标准更低了
And we live below the standards of humanness
那么这个直接产生的就是人类自身的痛苦
And this results in the pain of humanity.
那么神因为爱我们的缘故
And so God, because he loves us,
他不希望我们这样
He does not wish for us to be like this.
那么我们怎么样才能够重新活出一个人应该活出来的形象呢
How can we once again become like humans?
所以我们在这里再跟大家说一遍
And so we repeat to everyone.
信耶稣不是一个我们人生原本有的东西外边又加了一个东西不是的
Believing in Christ isn't kind of adding something to your life
好像我们加进去一个宗教信仰
as if we've added some religious belief
不是的
Not so
信耶稣的目的是什么呢
What is the aim of believing in Christ
是为要使一个人的生命能够恢复正常
But that a human's life can return to its rightful state
也是说你以前没有信耶稣之前的时候你是不正常的
But that when you did not believe in Christ you were wrong
那么你信了耶稣，wrong， 也可以那么说啊， 这个就是你不正常，那个时候是不正常。
At that time you were abnormal.
那么你信了耶稣以后，你才成为 normal.
And when you believe in Christ, you become normal.
那么是为了恢复我们的正常。
Is to repair your normality.
那么这个什么样的是正常呢
？So what does it mean to be normal?
那么耶稣说，我给你活出一个正常。
And so Christ says, I will give you an example of this.
那么耶稣基督亲自来到这个世界上。
So Christ personally, he came into the world.
他把一个正常的生命，把一个正常的人来为我们活出来了。
And he lived out a proper life.
那么在这个正常的生命里边，第一个有一个非常重要的前提。
And so in this proper life, there is one requirement.
那就是不可以骄傲。
And that is that you must not be arrogant.
那么什么叫做骄傲？
And what is arrogance?
骄傲就是你不正确的估计你自己。
And arrogance is not properly recognizing yourself.
你过高的估计了你自己。
You think that you are better.
你觉得你自己，哦，他已经把我下句话说完了。过高的估计，你认为你是比你正常的要更好一点的。
You overestimate your own ability.
实际上不是的。
Not so.
所以你要谦卑。
So you must be humble.
其实谦卑不是你要低看你自己。
Humility is not looking down on yourself.
而是你正确的看你自己。
But that you accurately assess yourself.
可是耶稣不是这样。
And Christ was not like this.
耶稣的谦卑是他低看了他自己。
His humility was to look down on himself.
所以他把他自己放得比他正常的生命要更低。
So he placed himself lower than his real status.
目的是跟我们来认同。
That he can be like us.
那么当他谦卑自己来到世界上穿上我们的肉身的时候。
So when he humbled himself to become human like us.
圣经说他就成了一个真正的人。
The scripture says he became a true man.
他在地上行过很多的神迹。
He performed many miracles when he was alive.
但是他所有行的神迹都不是靠他自己的能力来行神迹的。
But all of the miracles were not done by his own power.
其实耶稣所行过的那些神迹
Actually the miracles that Jesus did.
旧约的先知们做过。
The prophets in the Old Testament did them too.
那么新约的使徒们也做过。
And the disciples in the New Testament also did them.
不仅仅是耶稣他在地上行神迹
Not only does Jesus perform miracles.
其实耶稣地上在地上行神迹
Actually the miracles he did.
那能力不是他自己的
The power was not from him.
路加福音里边很清楚地告诉我们那是圣灵与他同在使他能够行出神迹出来
In the book of Luke it says it is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在地上我们说过他几乎没有做过什么伟大的事情
We say that Jesus perhaps he didn't really do anything great.
对吗
Is that right?
耶稣没有建立过一支军队。
He did not establish an army.
当穆罕默德成为伊斯兰教的被他们认可的领袖的时候
When Muhammad became the leader of Islam,
他首先做了一件事情。
The first thing he did,
建立一支军队。
Build an army.
然后他从麦地那返回麦加的时候
And when he traveled,
他一开始他是他发家的时候在一个城市叫麦地那。
So when he built his religion, it was in a city called Medina.
Yeah. 然后因为他自己的老家是在麦加。
And his hometown was somewhere else.
在 Mecca, 在麦加啊就是现在的这个沙特阿拉伯的麦加。然后他从麦地那要回到麦加去的时候
And so when he traveled from Medina to Makkah, his hometown,
他不是和平的回去的
He didn't go peacefully,
率领将近十万大军围城
But he led a million strong army,
然后
100,000,
然后这个那个麦加城的人就投降了
And so the city surrendered to him,
然后他就在麦加建立了一直到今天的伊斯兰帝国的首都
And so he established the capital of Islam
在 Mecca 在建立在麦加一直到今天
In Mecca until today
耶稣基督在地上没有这样做
And Jesus did no such thing
他没有政权
He had no political power
没有军权
He had no military power
没有钱
No wealth
甚至于他没有家庭
Even he didn't have a family
耶稣一生没有结过婚
He never got married
他33岁就被罗马人 把他钉死在十字架上。
But at the age of 33, he was nailed to a cross.
你知道什么人钉死在十字架上吗？
Do you know what kind of people are nailed to crosses?
只有奴隶和这个被罗马人统治的那些王国奴才钉在十字架上。
Only the enemies of the Roman state.
就是 slaves, 或者是 war slaves, 才被 nailed on the cross. 他说 ,ordinary people, 不可以的 ,ordinary people 就砍头了。
So ordinary citizens of Rome are beheaded.
所以不可以钉在十字架。所以耶稣这个他的死亡是一种最残忍最低级最羞辱的死亡方式。
And so Christ's death was the most painful, most humiliating kind of death.
那么这是他自己选择的为我们的罪牺牲自己的方式。
And this is the method he chose to die for our sins by his own choice.
那么在圣经上说他经过这一生的路程。
And the scripture says that he went through this suffering.
他却被上帝升为至高了。
And he was exalted to the highest place by God.
从人的眼光上来看。
From man's eyes.
他好像没有什么了不起吗？
He didn't really do anything.
他没有做过什么伟大的事情吗？
He didn't accomplish anything.
他死的时候是这么悲惨吗？
And when he died so humiliatingly.
但是我们全人类都要承认一个客观事实。
But all humanity must recognize.
那么这个就是一个客观事实，一个 fact. Everybody must recognize a fact.
All humanity must recognize.
一个 fact, 一个是一个客观事实。那么这个就是耶稣基督在整个人类历史上是影响最大的人。
And that is that Christ has the most influence of any man in all of history.
所以今天我们2017年。
So today it is the year 2017.
不是根据任何其他的人来定出来的。
Not according to any other man.
是因为耶稣基督他的降生。
But according to the birth of Jesus Christ.
今天世界上最先进的地方。
And today the most modern places.
不是因为别的原因。
Are not modern for any other reason.
而是接受了耶稣基督。
Than because they received Jesus Christ.
那么凡是拒绝耶稣基督的地方。
And all those places that reject him.
那么那个地方就开始落后。
And they fall away.
所以这个是我们可以看得见的见证。
And this is a testimony that we can see.
为什么这么一个贫穷的只活了33岁的年轻人会对世界上带来这么大的影响呢？
Why did this poor young man bring such influence to the world?
耶稣在地上只做成了一件事。
He did only one thing.
什么事？
And what is that?
就是制服自我。
And that he conquered himself.
这个制服自我。
He conquered his
是人生最困难的一件事情。
Conquering yourself is the most difficult thing in all of human life.
所有世界上的问题
,all of the world's thing, problems,
都是因为人放纵自我而产生。
Are because people let themselves go free.
中国共产党好不好？
Is the communist government good?
好。
Yes.
共产主义理论好不好？
Is communism good?
好。
It is good.
可是现在中国的情况怎么样？
However, what is the government like?
你说哪一个官员不懂得要好好的清廉吗？
You say which government official doesn't know to serve the people?
好好的不要贪污。
And to not be corrupt.
哪一个官员不知道？
Which doesn't know this?
可是哪一个官员不贪污呢？
But which one does not do it?
那么这里边缺乏了什么问题？
And what's the problem?
共产党员缺乏了什么问题？
What do the officials lack?
其实我们作为基督徒的
Actually, as Christians,
我们比共产党员好吗？
Are we better than them?
我看我们也好不了哪里去。
Probably not really.
我们真的是比世界上人好吗？
Are we really better than the people in the world?
我看也好不了哪里去。
Probably not really.
教会真的是比世界好吗？
Is the church better than the world?
相对的。
Relative.
不是绝对的。
Not absolutely.
我们稍微好一点点。
Maybe a little bit.
那么圣灵与我们同在也不是突然的。
And the Holy Spirit comes amongst us.
可是要战胜我们的罪孽。
But to defeat our own sin.
要战胜我们的这个贪婪自私。
To conquer our own selfishness.
这个是需要一个忍受苦难的过程。
This requires a process of suffering.
因为我们的肉体想要犯罪。
Because our flesh desires sin.
我们的肉体有贪婪自私。
Our flesh is selfish.
这个从亚当以后已经没有办法改变。
This can no longer be changed.
那么我们里边有了重生的生命。
However, we have a new life.
这个生命好像是一个婴孩。
A reborn life, like that of a child.
它要在里边长大。
It must grow.
在我们没有重生得救之前的时候
And before we were reborn,
我们里边 就有征战。
And we had a conflict.
这个征战是什么东西呢？
What is this conflict?
就是上帝的形象和人的罪性在里边征战。
A conflict between the image of God and the sinfulness of man.
每一个人都有。
Every person has this.
因为每个人都有良心嘛。
Because all of us has a conscience.
这个良心就是上帝的形象。
And this conscience is the image of God.
他告诉你你要做对的事。
It says you should do the right thing.
可是我们的肉体呢就说做这个坏事比较舒服。
But our flesh says that the wrong thing feels better.
可是我们知道这个东西是坏的。
However, we recognize that it is wrong.
那个良心就在告诉你你不要这样你要这样。
And your conscience says, don't do this, but do that.
这个然后呢他就说你不要听他的你要这样你这样才能享受。
And your flesh says, do that, because it will feel better.
最后我们在里边就不知道该怎么样做主。
And we don't know what to do.
最后我们常常是凭着侥幸的心理。
And sometimes we go by intuition.
这个不能别人看不见吧。
No one else can see it.
所以我们做了可能别人也不知道吧。
And you think that you can hide it.
这个我们就做了。
And so we go and do it.
所以在这一些问题的里面。
And so in these things.
我们人都失败了。
All people have failed.
但是这一位道成肉身的耶稣。
But this Jesus Christ.
他圣经上说取了奴仆的形象。
The scripture says he took on the nature of a servant.
这个 servant 在原来的这个意思是 slave.
So in the original Greek, the word meant more like slave.
这个 slave 和这个 servant 有什么区别呢？
And what is the difference between a servant and a slave?
这个奴隶是属于他的主人的。
A slave is owned by his master.
所以作为一个奴隶他没有自身的自由。
As a servant, he doesn't have his own freedom.
他必须听从他的主人的。
He must obey his master.
那么在这件事情上面 就给人类做出一个榜样。
And in this thing, humanity has an example.
弟兄姊妹一定听清楚这件事情。
Oh, we must understand this clearly.
人不是天地的主人。
People are not the masters of the world.
能听明白吗？人不是天地的主人。
The humanity is not the master of the universe.
人是一个被动存在的生命。
But we exist.
是一个 passive exist.
Now we have a passive existence.
不是我们主动的存在。
We don't actively exist.
可能他不太喜欢我。
Maybe he doesn't like me.
可是他没有办法，因为他被生下来，我就是他爸爸。
But he has no choice because he gave birth to me, so he's my dad.
所以这个不是你选择的。
And you didn't choose this.
所以你要认同一个你自己的身份。
And you must recognize your position.
那么我们是被上帝所造。
That you are created by God.
我们是被动的放在这个世界里面。
That you have been placed in the world.
这个世界的法则在我们没有出生之前的时候它已经在。
The laws of the world were set before you were born.
所以认同我们这一个地位很重要。
And recognize that you are a created being.
因为你认同这个地位你才能够谦卑下。
Because when you understand your being, you can be humble.
你知道我们的主耶稣不是这个位分的。
Do you know that our Lord Jesus Christ was not of this status?
他是命定这个法则的那一位。
He was the one who set the law.
可是他为了我们的缘故。
But for our sake.
他离开父上帝。
He left the Father.
humble 他自己，谦卑他自己。
Humbled himself.
所以他说，我做一个服从天父的那一个榜样给你看。
And so he said, I will live out an example of obedience to God.
所以耶稣在地上。
And so when Jesus was alive,
就做成一件重要的事。
He completed one most important thing.
就是制服他自己的愿望。
And that is to control his own desire.
然后服从上帝的命令。
And obey the commandments of God.
给我们做成一个榜样，什么榜样呢？
He laid out this example.
就是制服我们里边的自己的欲望
of controlling his own desire
来服从上帝的那一个命令的里面
to obey the commandments of God
上帝的旨意已经都写在圣经里边了
and so the God's will has all been written in the scriptures
那么让我们用我们的智慧去领会去学习
that by our own wisdom we can learn and we can study
然后当我们明白了以后
And once we understand,
圣经让我们是尽心尽力尽意的去遵守。
The scripture says to go and to follow with all your heart, spirit, and strength.
圣经在写新约之前的时候写了旧约。
And before writing the New Testament, the Old Testament was written.
旧约的时候已经把这些上帝的这些的道德的原则都写出来了。
In the time of the Old Testament, God's moral and ethical laws were already written.
但是以色列人做不到。
However, the Israelites failed.
无论他们怎么努力也做不到。
No matter how hard they tried, they could not do it.
那么今天我们已经到了新约的时代了。
And today we are in the New Testament age.
我们比以色列人有一个至宝贵的上帝在耶稣基督里边给我们做成的一个礼物。
We have a very valuable gift that we have from God.
那么就是我们可以直接来到上帝的面前来寻求帮助。
And that is that we can come before God to seek help.
那么这位从死里复活的基督
And this Christ who came back from the dead.
他已经战胜了所有的罪恶。
He has defeated all of evil.
我们今天所忍受的苦难
All of the suffering we endure today.
主耶稣已经都替我们忍受过了。
Christ has suffered through it already.
并且证明他完全可以得胜。
Proving that he can be victorious.
那么他复活了以后干什么呢？
What did he do when he was resurrected?
他升天。
He rose to heaven.
他在那里愿意成为我们的帮助。
And there he is willing to be our help.
所以当我们软弱的时候
So when we are weak,
怎么办？
What should we do?
寻求他的帮助。
Seek his help.
奉耶稣的名呼求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
给我帮助。
Give me help.
圣经已经告诉我们
The scripture says,
通向他那里的那个路已经打开了。
The path to him has been opened.
他已经给了我们这个权利让我们可以来到他的面前寻求帮助。
He has given us the power to seek help from him.
今天我们信息的关键点在这儿了。
Today, this is the main point of our message.
我们都有主耶稣的一颗心。
We all have a heart for Christ.
什么心？
What kind of heart?
战胜罪恶忍受苦难的心
A heart to suffer and to defeat sin
或者说忍受苦难战胜罪恶的心
A heart to endure suffering and be victorious over sin
你愿意吗
Are you willing?
你愿意吗如果我们今天来到上帝的面前
If today we come before God
我们只是向一些外邦人求仙拜佛的时候说你祝福我
Like some people, they come to God, they say, God, bless me.
那是拜偶像的心态。
That is an idolatrous attitude.
所以他们不能建立他们自己的生命。
They cannot build their lives.
他们只想有什么人来恭喜发财。
And they just want some kind of benefit from someone else.
那么我们今天来到上帝的面前。
Today, when we come before God.
不是这样。
This is not how we should be.
上帝要叫我们成为能够和平能够蒙福气的人
God wants us to be peaceful and blessed people
那么我们必须更新我们的生命
And we must renew our lives
这个生命是怎么更新的呢
How can it be renewed
就是我们听从他的话
That is that we obey his words
当我们听从不来的时候
And when we can't obey them
我们用信心来依靠他
We can use our faith to rely on him,
寻求他的帮助
to seek his help.
那么在我们过去走过一生的路程的时候
And in our lives that we've walked past,
那么神的能力不断地在我们身上来彰显
And God's power has been shown in our lives.
他的真理不断地来指引我们
His truth has continued to lead us.
我们的生命在这里边就不断地操练就不断地成熟
That our lives can be trained and be matured.
圣经有一句话说
The scripture says,
有可信的话说
It reliably says,
我们若与他一同受苦
if we suffer with him,
就必和他一同得荣耀
we will receive glory with him.
圣经在今天的经文里边说
in the passage today it says,
说我们他以至于这个存心顺服以至于死却死在十字架上
he says that he was willing to die, even death on a cross.
这里提到了两个死
And so it says of two types of death.
是以至于死。
One is to become obedient to death.
这是指的一个死的过程。
And this speaks of the process.
是指的耶稣基督在地上的时候向着罪恶死亡的那个过程。
That Christ, through defeating death, the defeating sin, went to die.
就是他面对罪是死的。
And that when he faced sin, it was dead to him.
他向着神活着。
And he was alive to God.
那么这个死以至于到了最后死在十字架上了。
And this death led to him dying on the cross.
那么这个十字架是他向着罪恶死亡的最高标志。
And the death on the cross was his greatest sign of his death.
也就是说到了他死在十字架上的时候
That is to say, until he died on the cross,
他仍然保持向着罪恶的死亡。
He had maintained death to sin.
所以他不犯罪。
And so he never sinned.
借着他这样的死
By dying like this,
为我们立了 榜样。
He set an example for us.
今天当我们在复活节的时候
，Today when we are celebrating Easter,
我们思想主耶稣从死里复活。
We think about God Christ's resurrection.
神已经把他升为至高。
God raised him to be exalted.
让我们来效法他的榜样。
That we may follow his example.
所以第十二节这里这样说了。
And so it is written in verse 12.
说这样看来，亲爱的弟兄们
，Therefore, my dear friends,
你们既是常顺服的
，as you have always obeyed.
不单单是使徒们在的时候要顺服
，not only in my presence.
那么，更是在他不在的时候，我们更要顺服。
But much more in my absence.
顺服什么？
What should we be obedient to?
顺服神在我们身上的呼召和他在我们身上的计划。
But obedience to the calling and the plan of God in our lives.
然后下边说要战惊恐惧，做成你们得救的功夫。
To work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
那么我们基督徒不是喜乐吗？这里怎么说战惊恐惧呢
？Shouldn't we Christians be joyful? Why does it say fear and trembling?
因为在我们如果不经意的时候，你不小心的时候，罪恶就很容易把我们拉下去了。
Because it is easy for sin to take control.All of you once again.
所以在这里我们保持一颗向着上帝顺服的心。
And so we should maintain a heart that is obedient to God.
以至于使上帝对我们的拯救。
Until the point where his salvation.
从我们得救的时候。
From the time we are saved.
一直到永恒。
Until eternity.
一直保持。
That it may be maintained.
到我们见他面的日子。
Until the day we meet him.
所以我们今天所走过的道路。
And so today the path that we walk.
主已经为我们走过了。
The Lord has walked it already.
所以你不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
当我们面向罪恶死亡的时候。
And when you face death or sin.
表面看起来好像吃亏了。
On the surface you may suffer.
你不要害怕。
But do not be afraid.
主在那里有更大的福分等待着我们。
For Christ has a greater blessing ready for you.
这个主创造天地万物的上帝。
The one that made the universe.
在他绝没有缺乏。
That he will not give you anything.
不是在他没有缺乏的在他 He is not poor God.
There will be no shortcomings.
所以他在我们的身上只有一件事。
So there's only one thing.
就是我们配不配得他祝福我们。
Is whether or not you are worthy to be blessed by him.
所以弟兄姊妹我们不要光光去贪婪他给我们的那个祝福。
And so we shouldn't just selfishly desire those blessings.
让我们效法死里复活的主。
We should follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ.
走过苦难。
Walk through his suffering.
生命成熟。
Mature in our lives.
使我们成为配得他赐福给我们的人。
That we can become worthy of his blessing.
我们就他在他的里面合一的欢喜快乐。
That in him we can have unity and harmony.
愿神在复活节的时候祝福我们。
Happy Easter, everyone.